Today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Peches, Agun Chodesh to all, Chodesh Tov, as we end off the month of Mar Cheshren and get into the month of Kislev, the Shem tonight. But we are on Pei Zion Amid Beis. We're up to the second to last line, Ella, but let's review for a moment, because there's one topic that we were going to talk about. And again, as it was today, another day where Baruch Hashem, we have a number of Shas topics that we have to discuss. Yesterday we had Eim Avat L'Nisal Chachila, and we had Aveda Midas. But, so we were talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah yesterday said, if a man sends his son to the storekeeper to get some oil, and he gives him a coin, let's call it gives him a shekel, and he gets back a half a shekel, and he gets a half a shekel worth of oil, and then he loses everything. So who's chayiv? So the Mishnah says that the Tanakhama holds that the chenvani is chayiv. The storekeeper, it's his fault for giving the stuff to the child. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he's pater, because that's the whole reason the father sent him to get to the items. But the Chacham agreed, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's slochis, if the bottle is always in the hand of the tinok and the chenvani just pours in the oil. So what exactly is the machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? We are going to have four pshatim in the Gemara. What is the machlokas about? Pshat number one that we had on the fourth line of the Gemara is hacha. The case is the balabayas mocher tzlochas askida. We're talking about a case where the balabayas sells bottles and the chenvani took it. The chenvani took it to look. Oh, right. The balabayas sends his son because he wants to see if the chenvani wants to buy one of his glass bottles. He sends it and he picks it up. He's like, oh, this is interesting. This is nice. Maybe I'll buy it. And then he put it back into the hands of the child. So the question is, maybe they're arguing about Shmuel. That was possibility number one. Shmuel who holds that if you anoto kli, right in the middle of the amud, anoto kli min ha'uman amanas levakro, if somebody's in a store and he picks up a kli, on condition he has in mind that he might buy it, he's checking it out, and an ones occurred, he's going to be chayiv because he was kona it at that time. So maybe that's what the machlokas is. That was option number one in the Gemara. So let's talk about that option for a minute before we go to option two. Why is what's the reason for Shmuel? Right, I pick something up, I might buy it, I might not buy it. I'm checking it out to see if I want to buy it. Why am I chayav onsen? So that's the machlokas we've shown him here. Tosfos actually quotes both opinions in this Tosfos. Tosfos halokeach. First Tosfos quotes, lichora nireh dechayav mishim dechashiv kishoel. First Tosfos says, maybe you're like a shoel, and a shoel is chayav onsen. And therefore, so do here. And that's the shita of the Ran and Nedarim as well, that because kol hana'a shalcha, because you're allowed to check it out and use it now, because you might want to, you might buy it, so you're like a shoel. You didn't buy it, so you're not a buyer, you didn't buy it yet, but a shoel also. It's not shoel doesn't own it fully, but he's chayv and owns it. So do here. That is one opinion in the Rishonim. If you look in the other Rishonim, the Rush here, and the Ramban, and Tosfos says it later on the sixth wide line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, "The chayim mishum dechashiv kilo keach." You're a buyer. Ah, you picked it up, not knowing exactly whether you're going to buy it or not. So what? It's enough for buying. What does that mean? Explains the Granat in Simon Kuf Pei Zayin, going to Naftali Trapp. Well, he was one of the Rebbeim in the Chavos Chaim's yeshiva. So says the Granat, what's this machlokas about? According to the first opinion, the Rishonim, let's say, look, Shoel, obviously, it's a more pashut opinion. He didn't buy it yet. He's just allowed to use it, and just like a Shoel is Chayv Onsen, so too, this person is Chayv Onsen. But according to the other Rishonim, the Ramban, and the second day of Tosfos here, no. What is it? It's lokeach. What does that mean? Because when you pick it up to buy, when you pick it up to check it out, it's really, you think you're going to buy it. The assumption is that you're going to buy it. So it's kind of a kinyan al tnai. You bought it with a condition that if you find something wrong with it, you will be able to return it. And you'll be able to uproot the kinyan. But all things being considered, if you don't uproot it, so then it will be that you bought it, says the Granat. Bisfar Samhi, Mishum the Kivan Shahmocher wrote Lahakros is at Slochis, the Odeya Shahakli Ain Bochisaron, the Mocher knows there's nothing wrong with it, he wants to sell it. The Kivach Avalokeh Yodeya Samachirakli, the Lokeh knows the price, Memela, Bishosh and Otolas at Slochis, Amnaslavakro, Khashiv Kenotal Amanaslicnos, El Diesh Tnai, Shim Yehe Bakli Chisaron, Batalamekach. There's a Tnai that if something's wrong with it, I will retract. But it's not that it didn't happen yet. It happened with a tnai. That is the svara that the Granat gives for this for these rishonim. So that's the machlokas between the different deos, whether it's a shoel or a or a lokeach.
So if there really was a chisaron in the ends, would it make a difference?
If there was a chisaron in the ends, then it will come out that memelo, there was no kinyan, and he wouldn't be chayv anonsin. It wouldn't be chayv anonsin. That's what you would have to say. Other nafkaminas between is he a lokeach or a shoel? The Dvar Yaakov here quotes a number of nafkaminas. Number one, can the seller be makdish it? Can the seller be makdish it while the other guy is looking at it, thinking about buying it? So again, if you say the other guy is a lokeach and he bought it already, it's too late for the mocher to be makdish it. It's not his anymore. But if he's a shoel, right, we pass it by all shomrim. Kal hecha de isa, b'rishus ha-demara isa. It's always in the rishus of the owner, and therefore he would be able to be makdash it. Number one. Is there a p'tur of ba'al of imo? Right, what if the seller, or the owner, depending, is there a p'tur if the owner is standing there? Meaning, let's say the seller is standing there, and then it breaks as he's trying it out, which is very possible. Right, trying it out, or a mesa machmas balacha, as it's called. Either of those, do those p'turim apply? Those p'turim apply to a regular shoel. It would be the opposite. So if you're a shoel, you'd be p'tur in those cases. If he's a lokeach, he'd be chayv in those cases, because I bought it, I have to bear the brunt of the loss. One final one, what happens if the nesiva says, if the lokeach says mefurish, that he doesn't have kavana to be kona it until he checks it out. He doesn't have kavana to be kona it until he checks it out, and he sees that it's perfect. So again, if you say it's lokeach, he befeir said he doesn't want to buy it in this case. Mashenkid, if you say it's me, then shoel, so then he's fine. It's okay that you didn't have kavana to be kona it, because all you are is a shoel. Okay, a couple of nafkaminas related to this issue, but that was all number one possibility. Pei Zayin Abayis. What's the machlokas between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe they're arguing about Shmuel. Shmuel's din. The Gemara said we'd rather not say that, so we went into number two. Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef have a second shot. Ami Travayu, that's six lines up. We're talking about the opposite. Not a Balabais who sells bottles, but a Chedvani who sells bottles. Chedvani Mocher Slochios. The Chedvani is selling bottles, and the machlokas is, what is the Umdina, what was the kavana of the father by selling his son? Did he send his son just to let the person know that he's interested in making a deal? Or did he send his son to let the person know that he wants to do it? And this is a shliach. So that's a nafkamina. That's the machlokas. Now, says the Gemara, if that's true, then why in the seifa do the chachamim agree? If the chachamim always hold that lip, Odue Adre, he just sent his son to let the guy know he's interested in a deal, then what difference should it make? Even if the tzlochus stays in the hand of the tinok, he still should be pater. So we reject that, and now we're up to number three. Second to last line. Number three out of four pshatim of the Mishnah. Ella, Abaya bar Avin, Rebbe Chanina bar Avin, two brothers. Da'amri Travayu, Hachva Mayaskinan, Goshen Notzla, Lamudba. What happened? The Mishnah is not about a case of anybody selling at Slochis, right? The top Rashbam. But Mastisan Laba Balabayas, Velo Bachedvani Mocher Slochis Airi. Mairi. We're not talking about any of those. We're just talking about a case where he took the Slochis to measure out oil, right? The second line of the Rashbam, Gonche Notzla Lomud Besocha Hashemen. Right? He took it. Continues Ukid de Rabba. And it's like Rabba says, to Amar Rabba. Rabba says that once you take an item, so then you already have a certain achrayis and chiyuv hashava on the item. What does Rabba say? Rabba's talking about a case of a person who is potter from the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. We know there are certain people, second paragraph of Messiah, also in the Torah, right? Zakein ve'edalavi kvodo. If you have an elderly person, it's beneath his covet to search for a certain item. So the halacha is that he's putter from the mitzvah of hashavas aveda. But he chisha, once he hit the animal and he led the animal in a certain way, so then a chiyuv hashava kicks in. Nischayaba, then he can no longer turn his back. So therefore, so to hear, suggests the Gemara. Once the chenvani took the bottle, took the tzlochis in his hand, so he was already, it was the owner, the balabayas, his bottle, so once he took it, he has a chiyuv hashava. And therefore, that's what the issue is. That's what the issue here is in our Mishnah. Why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? So that's good. The Rashbam talks about it, but we're going to reject it anyway, so the Gemara doesn't go through it. But that is the third possibility. Maybe they're arguing about this issue of maybe once you touch it, you have a chiyuv hashava. Why is this? This hechisha's chayva, last time this came up, was back in Bamitzia Daflamin. Why is it, if I'm a zaken and I don't have to return this item, and all of a sudden I hit the animal, I say, get out of here, or I lead the animal in a certain way, all of a sudden I have to return it. Says Rashi, b'mitziyat daf lamed, ha-maschil b'mitzvah omrim lo gemar. Since you started the mitzvah, you got to finish the mitzvah. Meaning once you hit the animal with a stick and led the animal, that is the beginning of the mitzvah. And therefore, you have to go and finish returning it. According to that svar of Rashi, it should apply to anything that you find. If you touch, move anything, any mitzvah that you find, you should say that svar would apply of hamaschil b'mitzvah. But according to what the Gemara is about to say now, you might limit it. Look at the next line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, 1 minute. Eimer da amar rabba babalechayim. When does Rabba say is din only by animals? Da an katinu nigra bar yasa. Because there, once you hit the animal, it has lesser of a chance to going back to the owner. You've basically caused it to further distance from the original owner. That's why you have to return it, because it's your fault, so to speak. Ki hai gavna mi amar. But in the case of a bottle, who says? So according to that svara of the Gemara, you would only apply by animals, not by all metzias, the Achronim point out. That is the discussion of what has to be returned. We mentioned the beautiful sefer, the Nasiach v'Chukecha. Chukecha, written by my former Chavrus's, my Chavrusa, hopefully, learn again, a Chavrus's brother, Rabbi Avraham Leibowitz, I think still in Palo Alto, is the Rosh Kol in Palo Alto. He wrote a whole sefer on klalim and mitzvahs. The Chai Adam has a little list of them, and he has a whole chapter about every klal related to a mitzvah. The Siach B'chukechas, he has a chapter in there on Hamaschil B'mitzvah, Omrim Lo Gemar. Somebody starts a mitzvah, tell him to finish it. So where does this come from? What's the source of this concept? Hamaschil B'mitzvah, Omrim Lo Gemar. It's based on Parshas Matos, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Pinchas to be Nokim Nikmas Hashem B'midyan. Why? Because Pinchas started it. Pinchas started the fight against Midian. Ava bishel yez elazar aviv haya adayin chai. Rashi quotes there. Mish hischel b'mitzvah shahara kazvi basur yigmar. He should finish the mitzvah as well. And this also even applies, he points out, even if I know I'm not going to be able to finish the mitzvah. I still have to start the mitzvah. It works both ways. If you start a mitzvah, you got to finish it. But even if you're not going to get to finish a mitzvah, you have to start it. You know that from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu knew he was not going to get to finish separating the Arei Miklat, because he wasn't going to go into Eretz Yisrael, and yet he was mafresh the three on Eivor HaYarden, because Hamaschil B'mitzvah, Omim Lo Gemar, we do as much as we can. And when the Ramchal, Masechta Yesharim, talks about this as part of Zrizus. Zrizus is pre and post mitzvah. In Perek Zion, the Masechta Yesharim talks about. So you have to get to the mitzvah and start the mitzvah. But even after we start a mitzvah, the Masechta Yesharim says we have to make sure we finish the mitzvah. That's part of Zrizus, how the kochos of Atzlanus tries to try to prevent us from starting, and even after we started, prevent us from finishing. So that's Hamaschil B'mitzvah. That's Rashi Svara for the Shita of Rabba here. There is an interesting Ha'ara, actually, Pirish of this din of the Arach HaShulchan. Through the Arach HaShulchan, and then we'll move on. The Arach HaShulchan writes in Reish Samach Gimel, in Hilchas HaShavas HaVeda, about this idea that if you hit the animal, so then, if you didn't have a mitzvah to return it, but once you hit it, once you're machash it, you lead it in a certain way, you have to return it. The Yirali, says the Arach HaShulchan, Shetayma Rabba Yikabazeh. There's a great reason for this halacha. Why? Doha Torah lo patraso rak mi lav lo tucha lehisalem. Chiddush of the Arach HaShulchan. When the Torah says there are certain people that do not have to do the mitzvah. Remember, Hashavas Aveda is one of the examples where there's an Aseh and a Los Aseh. Hashav Teshivayim and Lo Tuchal Hitalayim. There's an Aseh and a Los Aseh. By a couple of mitzvahs in the Torah, there's Aseh and Los Aseh. So says the Arach HaShulchan, the Petur of a Zakein is only for the Aveira, the Isser. They don't violate the Isser by not returning. V'zeh HaLav Hu Kishalo Hischal Adayin. But the Lav only applies if you didn't start. But what about the mitzvah say? Mitzvah say they're always chayiv in. When does the mitzvah say start? Does it start when I see somebody's item or when I act based on that? If I don't return somebody's item, I see it on the street, I don't return it. Do I violate hashet teshivim? Maybe I violate lo tuchal hitalem, because ilum is to turning my back before I do anything. The assay could start maybe once I start. I fulfill the mitzvah. But I don't. There's no bittul assay. So right when you machish it, then you're chayv in the assay. The Torah never pattern you from that. from the assay. And therefore, that's why one has to return it. The los assay, they're potter from, fine. But the assay kicks in right when you start it, and the Torah never potter this person from the assay. From the assay.
In the case of the zakin, though, it looks like he's doing something proactive to get it to move, he's not just touching it. Well, here, in the case of
the zakin,
Okay,
so you're saying a different pshat. So what's the kavana? Here, over there, the zaken started to return it. Here, he didn't start to return it. So you have to say, I guess the dimyon is on the level of chiyuv hashava. Once you get involved in a certain item, you have a chiyuv to be mesh of it. So just like that's my hashava saveda, and here you would have a hashava, even though you're checking it out. Your kavana is not to be kone. You're right, but you have a chiyuv to be mesh of it. You can look at the Mordechai here. We don't have time right now, but the Mordechai here talks about the dimyon between the these cases of Hashavas Aveda versus the case of Mekach, and he relates to your issue. How could you compare them? Okay, number four, Ella Amarava, final answer. Fourth line, Aniva Arisha Bachabura Targaminuha. I and the line of our Chabura was Matargem, Umanu, Rabbi Zera. We explain the Mishnah as follows. Hachabayas Kidon, Goshenot Lulamud Ba, La'acherim. I took it to measure out for, not myself, but for others. I took it from the Tinok to measure into it for others. And, ubishoel shalomi das kamifliki. So I'm borrowing it without the permission of the balabayas. So I'm arguing about the issue of shoel shalomi das. Mar sover shoel have, umar sover gazlan have. If I borrow something without permission, am I a shoel? Do I have the status of a shoel? But I was not such a great shoel because I did it without asking. Or am I a gazlan? Right, that is the machlokas. Just one small ha'ara, and then we'll get to the larger issue. The Ritva says, even if you're a shoel here, you don't have the peturim of shoel. You have the chiyuvim of shoel, but don't think you have the peturim of shoel of mesa machmas malacha and others. That doesn't apply. You don't get the exemption qualities of shoel. Couple of points. Number one, gazlan havi. Why would you be a gazlan and not a ganuf? Asks Rabbi Chanan. Right, we know the difference between a gazlan and a ganav. What's a gazlan? The Gemara in Baba Kama. Gazlan, you go in front of the person and you grab it away from them. The pasuk says, "Staf ayin test." The end of Parak Maruba. While ganav, you do it in stealth when he doesn't know about it. So doesn't this look more like a geneva than a gzela? Big naf gamina. Are you chayiv kefel? Is a shol shlomi das chayiv kefel or not? We pasuk he's a gazlan, not a ganav. Ask Rabbi Chanan why? Isn't it a geneva? So he doesn't answer it, but it could fit beautifully based on the thought of Reb Chaim that we've mentioned a number of times, back in Merubah and elsewhere, about the difference, the so difference between Geneva and Gzela. Put this on the list. Again, we have three, four more major topics on yesterday, today. Geneva and Gzela. Says Reb Chaim, what's the difference? If you look in the Rambam quotes, based on the Gemara, Goneva manas lamekat. If you steal, if you're gedu Geneva, just to tease. Let's say I steal, I'm going to give your pencil just to tease you. And then I'm going to give it back in 5 minutes. The Gemara says, the Rambam quotes it, it's an Issa Daraisa. It's an Issa Daraisa, and not only that, but the Rambam puts that in the Sefer HaMitzvos of Geneva. He feels that somehow captures the essence of Geneva. Goneva manas lamekat. Gezela? It's nowhere. Right? It's nowhere. The Gemara, you might say it's Labdavka, nowhere. It's not there. Goneva manas lamekat. The Rambam says that when Kitanim do Geneva, we hit them, we train them not to do Geneva. Gezela, you don't have such a parallel. Right? There are many differences between Geneva and Gzela that are listed. Explains Reb Chaim, all those differences can be explained that Geneva is all about the Maisa Geneva. It's the act. The terrible, that's the Machayev. Even though, ironically, Gzela, you have more of a showdown between the two. But Geneva, the root Machayev of Geneva, is the Maisa Geneva. And that's why, even going to Vamanas Lameka. And that's why, if you look in Halacha Aleph of the Rambam, Geneva, Aleph, steal from a Jew or a guy. It's all about the Maisa Geneva. So stealing from a goy is the same thing, even in an halacha aleph. In gzela, gzela's goy is also mentioned, but in halacha beis. What's gzela about? Gzela is about hefsin mamon. The root is hefsin mamon, not about the maisa. And therefore, even if you don't have a maisa, so then, by going to Vamanas, gozel manas lamekat. Why is that mutter? Not mutter, at least it's not asa daraisa, because there's no hefsin mamon there. You're going to return the money in 10 minutes. Gozel manas lamekat. Right, that's why also just another, he says, the chi of Hashava, the Rambam quotes in Gezela in the Sefer HaMitzvahs and not in Geneva. What does the chi of Hashava have to do with the nature of the din? The answer is because it's all about the money. The Hefsin Mamun by Gezela, and that's why the chi of Hashava is mentioned. Mashenkin by Geneva. See, if all that's true, that explains Rabbi Chanan's question. Rabbi Chanan says, why is a Shol Shalom Idas a Gazlan? There are many people that are quasi gazlanim. The Rambam writes, a shaleach yad b'pikadon. If you use an item that you're supposed to be watching, shol shalom idas. In all those cases, you have in mind, right? You didn't do a maisa. You didn't do a maisa gedeva. That's why they're all gazlanim, because there is no maisa gedeva there. It's just you're using something that's not yours. So you're causing the other guy a loss, possibly. That's why those are all gazlanim. Okay, that's why shol shalom idas is a gazlan. Period. Gufa, Amar Shmuel. Now let's quote the din again. Anoto kli b'ne uman levakro. If you take the Shmuel's din, you take the kli from the uman to check it out. V'denas b'yadon and onis habits chayiv your chayiv. V'hani milu de kaitzi damel. The Gemara just says, by the way, that only happens if the price is already known. If you don't know the price yet, as we said, then the deal's not done, and then Shmuel will not say his din. Hogaber to all the Beit Abcha. There was a person that went into a butcher shop. Agva. Atma de Bistra, he picks up a piece of meat. Bahaditka Agba Asaparsha Mirma Mine, it's like a movie. As he's holding the meat, a horseman runs in and grabs the meat that he's holding and gallops away. Right, while he picked up the meat. So who's chayef for the meat? So Aslakabidur Vyemar, Chivilishlumidamah. The buyer, the Bistra buyer, had to pay for it because Shmuel's din. Once you picked it up to check out the meat, you're chayef and onsen. As long as the damim was makuta already. Let's do a little more, and then something I forgot to mention before. Hogaber the isu kari lefumnara. There was a man that brought gourds to pumnara. Also kuli alma shakol karakra. So everybody started coming and grabbing. So there was this new merchant. He didn't know anybody of these names. He couldn't say, no, stop, don't take. He couldn't record them, so he didn't know who was taking all of his stuff. So he didn't know what to do. So Amar Lu, Hari Hari Mukdash L'Shamayim. He says, you know what? They're all hektish. He didn't know what to do. So I guess he didn't care that he loses, but he just didn't want them to get it. Also, the comment of Rav Kahana said, Amar Lahu, ain't on the Mukdash Davar Sheinu Shelo. It's tough luck. It's too late. You can't be Mukdash it. Because they're not yours anymore. Once they picked it up to check it out, they're not yours anymore. Right, that's only if, as long as the price was known. But if the price was not known, then it's okay. It's as if it's in the owner's possession still, and he was makdish it. Don't we know there's a din of Rabbi Yochanan? We had it back in Maseches Bava Kama. Gozav alonis Yashua bailim shneim einim yecholim lahakdisho. If somebody steals something and the bailim didn't have yeish yet, so the owner cannot be makdish it because it's not bershuso, and the gazla can't be makdish it because it's not shelo. So why here could the owner be makdish it? The answer is because they didn't have kavanah to steal it. They have kavanah to take it. Maybe they'll pay eventually, but he just didn't know. So this is not a case of gzeila. It's a case of if there's no price, they had no right to take it, and therefore they're like a shomer on it. They have to give it back, and a shomer always the baal habayis still has the power to be makdish it. Even while it's in the possession of Shomer. That's the principle I said before. There is a Ritva that I wanted to mention that I forgot to mention about Shol Shlomidas. Ritva right here. Ritva says Shol Shlomidas is a Gazlan. Right? We Paskin like the Rabbanan, says the Ritva. Because of that, the Kiva the Kaimanka Rabbanan, Hayanire, it would appear She'aser La'adam La'haniach Tfilin, Ola His Atif Bitaliso Shal Chavero Shalomidaito. Am I allowed to take my friend's Tfilin or talis, if they are not in shul? Am I then in shul, right? He davened at the first minyan. I forgot my talis in shul. I'm at home, so I want to use this talis and tefillin. Am I allowed to use it? Says the Ritva. Because we pass like the Rabbanan, l'chora not. It's asur. Ava mori nero omer, but my Rebbe said maybe that's different. The dvar mitzvah shiny. If it's a mitzvah shiny, to nichle le'inish, le'abdu mitzvah mamonei. We're in the beginning of Psachim. It's okay. People are happy to have mitzvahs done with their property. And therefore, maybe that's different. But this brings up the sugya of borrowing tefillin and borrowing a talis. What are we passing by borrowing tefillin and borrowing a talis? Shulchan Aruch talk about this? You look at the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Tefillin. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Chafhei. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it in Sifkat and Nun Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch says you can make a bracha on borrowed tefillin. But it doesn't say whether you're allowed to borrow it without permission. The Shulchan Aruch just says, "Mutter levarich al tefillin sheulin velo al tefillin gizulin." Borrowed tefillin, but not on stolen tefillin, because it's a mitzvah b'avera. Says the Mishnah Berurah, "Va'afilu b'shoal shalom idas mutter." The Mishnah Berurah says, even a Shosh Lamedas is mutter, like the Ritva's Rebbe here says, Denichle Linish Delomevin Misavamone. Rock, there's a Tznai. Sheyekaplim Kavarishona, you have to fold it back up. You have to know exactly. Different people like fold their talus differently and wrap their tefillin differently. You got to know exactly, you got to focus exactly how they did it. Do they put the knot on the bottom of the box, on the top of the box? Do they keep the wings out? Elisha Balkanafayim, remember the story of Elisha Balkanafayim, the tefillin turned into the bird. That's why some have the minhag of keeping the wings of the, right, the part that goes around your head, keep it out to look like a bird. Velo Yitzim Imkomo, Harishon, you got to put it back exactly where you found it. That's tefillin. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says about borrowing. Borrowing tefillin is okay as long as you do it in that way. There is a tshuva though that's Tzitz Eliezer. I look back. We mentioned that back in Bamasiya Daf Chavtes, and the last time this came up, I mentioned the tshuva also in Chelak Yud Beis Simin Zayin, where he talks about sometimes the case he's talking about is a case of shul in a hospital. Shul in a hospital, and a lot of times, especially going to a hospital, you didn't bring your tefillin, you didn't bring your talis. So there, chol ha-nichnas lebeis ha-knesses u'hispalel u'motzei talis to tefillin munachem al-shulchan she'nika shem shol yachin. If you can put it on shalom midas bailim, you're sick. Person is a chola. Right? It's not going to get, it's not contagious through the tefillin, but is a person allowed to take it? So he says, Alachorit beforshe Shulchan Aruch. I didn't read to you the Shulchan Aruch by Tzitzis. By Tzitzis, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter lito talis chaver v'loracholeha. As long as you put it back in the right way. So, Avala Achara Iyun says the Tzitz Eliezer, I'm not so sure if this is really the case, halacha l'maisa today. De milvad kama ikule upshure v'tznoim, v'tznoi tznoim, sheyeshna b'dos halacha, even though there are so many tznoim, exactly where you found it, exactly how it was folded, etc. Yesh l'shados narga v'lomar, shekolam adubar, in this case, ubish bari. First of all, maybe it only applies to a healthy person. But ofan shebaru shalabala talis v'tefillin ein lo pachad v'chashis stabkus v'chadome. It's not contagious. Ala ma she'enkin b'chole b'vay chole afal pisha einenu chole b'machle mistabekes. Even though logically sickness is not going to be passed through the tefillin, but people don't always think logically. Aval harbe anashim istinisim heima lagabe kol cholu lachush mizeyaso. When you get close, even if they say yes to you, you got to really analyze whether they're really saying yes because they just feel bad, but maybe they really don't want to do it deep down inside. They're just embarrassed to say no. So you have to really check that out, says the Tzitz Eliezer. And then he quotes, even if somebody is not sick, it could be there's a difference between tefillin and tzitzis and a talus. A talus goes over your clothing. A talus you don't schwitz on. A talus does not move. Tefillin, if somebody else puts your tefillin on, the knot is sometimes not exactly in the same exact spot. He has a bigger head than you. It stretches a little bit. You put it back on the next day, it's drooping. Right? That's what by tefillin. And it goes right on your body. So maybe there, people might be more concerned about the shvitz. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says it by the talus, maybe the same thing does not apply to afchid ha-menashkim matzitzis b'shas lavisha. If you kiss the tzitzis, that maybe they wouldn't want you to do that. Ubekriyash b'vindak b'zeh meriri ha-peh, ubeprabim ya-kayetz v'yachamim shemizim harbeh. And therefore, he quotes, I'm not sure if this would apply. And also, again, tefillin might be different. A, because the knot might move. B, it goes right on your body. Three, tefillin are very expensive as compared to a talus. Said number three, he says, "Mashegi bizmanenu sheolam kesef rav gadol amachir ma'od b'knias tefillin v'lochein brura umiskabelas ha'anacha sherov makpidim shelo lash ilam imishem kilkulam rov tashmish umidam memashmishu miadam memashmishu zaros." Therefore, he's noted to be mechalik between a talus and tefillin. Either way, that is a sugya. That is an interesting halacha lamaisa. Okay, let's continue. It says the Gemara Tanur Rabbanan, fourth wide line. Halokeach Yarak Min Ashuk Ubi Rebbe Hiniach. Let's see, I'm in the market. I'm in the shuk, and I pick up some vegetables. Ubi Rebbe Hiniach, and I put them down because I want to. I didn't buy them yet, but I put them down because I want to separate them. I'm going to come back to take them later. I put them down and I put them on the side. Afilu Kalayam Kulu Lokana. Right, until the whole day you do that, until you pick it up in order to be koneit, you're not koneit. Even if you put it on the side. Velo nischayev b'meiser. And you're not chayev b'meisers yet. Right? You're not chayev b'meiser because you didn't buy it yet. Gomar v'libo l'knoso. But once you decided to buy it, then koneit nischayev b'meiser. Then you're koneit and you are chayev b'meisers. And therefore, once you do that, let's say I picked it up, I have kavanah to buy it, and then I'm like, oh, then I want to return it. Then you're stuck. Lach, zero, eafshar, you can't return it, shekhar is chayv and meiser. It already has a chiv and meisris. So what? So what? So the Rashbam says, and we're dealing with a chaver here, a Talmud Chacham who's buying it from an Ama Aretz, and the halacha is, the chazaka is, that a chaver does not let something that's eno mesukan leave his possession. And therefore, now this is tevel. Now this is tevel, and therefore, he cannot give it back. The Ramban has a little different point, not just that it's his and it becomes, and it's chayiv in Maestros, but we know one of the six items, Mida Rabbanan, we know Mida Oraisa, Maestros, you're not chayiv in terms of Maestros until Gemar Malacha. Mida Oraisa, you bring it into your house and you process it, but there are six occurrences, Mida Rabbanan, that are Machayiv, are Kovela Maestros. Shabbos, Bishol, Malicha, and also Chatzer, and also mekach. Mekach, if I buy something, if I sell it, so that itself is machshiv the item, and now I'm chayv and maestros. So that's what the Ramban says. Once you picked it up, there was mekach. That's why it's chayv and maestros. Weiter. So to give it back, you can't give it back without taking it off maestros. Ula asro yefshar. And if you take off maestros, you can't take it off maestros. Because then you're going to be giving back less. You're going to give back less than what you bought. You can't just return it. So, okay, so what do you do? Ma'asav nozal no debay meiser. What do you want? You want to take off meiser and then give him back everything plus the worth of the meiser? So he's not losing anything? Atu mishum degamar belibo liknos. Kanav neschai b'meiser. What, because he was, could that really be true anyway? If you just decided to be kona, you're really chayv and meiser? So what should you really do? So, amar avoshia hacha b'yare shamayim askinan. Unusual. Yorei Shamayim. Usually you have a Adam Chashuv, you have Tamar Chacham. Here, Yorei Shachaver, Yorei Shamayim Askinan. Therefore, by Yorei Shamayim, you want to go above and beyond. That's why he's stuck and he can't return it in this case. Who's a Yorei Shamayim? Kagon Rav Safra. Dekayim Benafshe Vedover Emes Bovava. Like Rav Safra. Like Rav Safra, who is Mekayim by himself, who spoke Emes in his heart. Who's Rav Safra? Famous story of Rav Safra, the end of Maseches Makos. Rav Safra was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and somebody came to Rav Safra and said, "Can I please buy your gold watch?" And Rav Safra didn't answer. He was in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. And the guy thought that he was just playing hardball. So he offers him double, and he offers him triple, and he offers him tons and tons more money. Until Rav Safra finishes Shemoneh Esrei and says, "You know what? I'll take the first price. Because the only reason I didn't answer you was because I was taking Shemoneh Esrei. He could have gotten the last price. That's Dover Emes Bulvavo. That's a Yorei Shamayim." Good. Says the Mishnah. Hasiton, last Mishnah in the parak. Hasiton, if somebody has a wholesaler, mekanach midot, more rules and regulations of mekach u'memkar. Mekanach midot of echad l'shloshim yom. So how often does he have to clean off his weights and measures? Once every 30 days. Once every 30 days he has to clean it off. But balabayis, a balabayis echad l'shloshim yom, it's only once a year. Hasiton uses it more often, and therefore he has to clean it off more often. More gook could get stuck onto his scales, and therefore he has to use it more often. There's another daya in the Rashbam that says the opposite, right? A balabayas uses it more often, and therefore nothing's going to get stuck on it because you keep using it over and over again. A seton uses it less, and therefore if you use something less, more could get stuck on. Rishim ben Gamliel omer chilaf advar. Rishim ben Gamliel says the opposite is true. Chenvani mikaneach midosav pamayim b'shabbos. Chenvani twice a week. That's why the Rashbam says that daya, right? Because if chenvani is twice a week, chenvani uses it the most. So that's why you have to say the other daya that the more you use it, the more you have to clean it off. That's why the Rashbam like that daya because that's what the next line seems to be going with. So chenvani has to clean off his midos twice a week. Umemacha mishkalosa pamachas b'shabbos. And he has to smooth out his weights, the little weights that you put on the scale, right, to balance the scale once a week. Umekaneach mos naim al kol mishkal mishkal. And he has to clean off also the sides of the scale after every weighing. This all applies when you weighing wet, moist items. If it's all dry, you have to do anything. Right, you're measuring potatoes. No potatoes get stuck on the scale. The chayav lachriya lo tefach. And the halacha is that the seller has to weigh it down a tefach. Why? That's the Gemara is going to say, we're talking about a case where the minhag is to do this, and therefore you have to do it. In order to be fair, the minhag is, the second line of the Rashbam, b'makam shenagu lachriya, to weigh it down a little bit. So that's what you have to do. Hayashokelo ayin ba'ayin. And therefore, if you do it exactly, do it exactly without weighing down the tefach. So nozin lo girumin. You have to give him a little bit more. Girumin. Girumin means you have to weigh it down a little bit. Girumin. What do they weigh it down not to be straight? So the Rashbam says it's from the lashon of hagrama. What's hagrama? There are five Chabad Shem. We'll get there one day. One of the great mesechtas, underrated mesechtas, Meseches Chulin. Meseches Chulin is one of the, I would say, one of the more underrated mesechtas. It's not learned in the yeshivas, really, except when they learn Yeredeia. But there's so much there. For the first parak of Shechita, then you have Kalabasar and Gidan Asher, the major sugis of Taroves. You have Prakim there, all about mitzvahs. You have all Kisi Adam is one parak. All Gidan Asher is one parak. All Rashis Hagez is one parak. All Shiluch HaKan is one parak. So much of Meseches Chulin. So it's looking forward. Hashem. Got a while to get there, though. Says the, but there, so what am I talking about? Because the first parak of Chulin, it talks about the five psulei shechita. Five psulei shechita. Shehiya, Jerusa. One of them is Hagrama. Hagrama means that I go diagonally, I lean out, that I don't shech the simanim properly. I lean out. That's here. Girumin, the Rashbam says, is from the word hagrama. It leans. You lean over to try to make sure it is fair according to local custom. Echad lasar, and then the Gemara adds, how much do you have to lean it over? Echad lasar balach, echad lasar biyavish. 1 to 10 in moist and 1 to 20 in dry. We'll see this does not mean, it could have just said 1/10. In 1/20, it didn't say, it said 1/2/10 and 1/2/20. We'll see. Markab Shah will say the Gemara will talk about what that means. Markab Shah Galamad Bedaka, Lo Yamad Bagasa, in a place where they usually measure with, Daka, little thin weights, you can't use Gasa weights, Bagasa Lo Yamad Bagadaka, Limchok Lo Yigdosh, Limchok, if you usually measure with flat measurements, you can't measure with heaping measurements. Yigdosh Lo Yimchok, right, heaping measurements, you can't measure with, flat measurements. Good. Gemara, Minani Mili. By the way, see what time it was when we turned over? Minani Mili, Amar Reish Lakish. Baruch Hashem. So some days I try to be fair. Domar Kra. Reish Lakish says, how do you know that the Havamina is that we're talking about, how do you know that you have to lean, you have to be Machriya Tefach. Domar Kra. Because the Pasuk says, Evan Shlema Vatzedek. End quote. Right? Your stones that you use for weights have to be shalem, have to be complete and righteous. And we darshan, tzadik mishalcha v'tein lo. What's that word, extra tzadik? Tzadik mishalcha, be righteous from you and give. Meaning you gotta give a little bit, gotta be machri a little bit. Says the Gemara, yihachim a seifa, if you always have to give a little bit, so what about the seifa? Hayashoka lo ayin b'ayin, nosin le girumin. Right? If you weighed it exactly equal, you have to give a little more. V'yachra da raisa, yichi yov le ayin b'ayin. But how the guy, we're talking about a rasha. What, he violated an asay? A tzadik. So if you have to do it, so then how can the Mishnah be talking about a Rasha who did it? So this is what you do instead. So Ella Resha, really, B'Makam Shinagu. Really, the halacha is not a din d'araisa. It's Makam Shinagu, you have to be machriya. V'chiyidra, the Reish Lakish ha-seifa idmar. Reish Lakish is on the seifa. Ha-yishokal o'ayin b'ayin osin le-girumin. When Reish Lakish says, you always have to add on. What's that? Minani mili. How do you know that? Amarish Lakish, Damakra, Vitzadek, Vitzadek, Tzadek, Mishalcha, Vitzaymo. So it's not talking about the Lachachila, you always have to lean. No, the halach is, always give a little bit in the transaction. The mocher should be a little generous in his transaction, and that's the din. That could be done even afterwards. Throw in some Girumin. The Kame Girumin, how much is Girumin? Amrabi Abba, Bar, Mamo, Amar Rav, Echad, Me Asara, Belitra, Bilach la asara litrin. 1 from 10 wet measures to 10 measures. Basically, 1/100th. That's what it means. 1 to 10. I mean, 1 to 10 of 10, it means 1/100th. Echal asara bilach ve'echal esar biyavish v'chulu. What does that mean? So that's 1 to 10 in the Mishnah means 1/100th. What about when it says 1 to 20 in the Mishnah? Does that also mean? What does that mean? Ibai lehu hechi ka'amar echad me'asar balach la'asar balach ve'echad me'asar biyavish la'asar biyavish. Does it mean 1 to 10 of 10 and 1 to 20 of 20? Right. So then the 1 to 10 of 10 would be 1/100th, and 1 to 20 of 20 would be 1/400th. Or odilma echad me'asar la'asar balach ula'asar biyavish. Or do you say it's 1 to 10 of 10 and 1 to 10 of 20? Meaning, does the 1 to 10 go on both of them? Is it 1/200th or 1/400th? That's the question. Teku, we don't have an answer. Tishbi Atarets, Kushios, Va'abayos. Remember, we mentioned many times, I'm not going to mention Meku now, not Teku, but just remember the Yesod Gadol that the Chavetz Chaim writes. Every time we have a Teku. He's Medayik, he writes in his Hagdama Tkachim, in his 12-chapter kutris for the Hagdama Tkachim, he writes that Mashiach's not going to tell us what the halacha is in Hilchos Kachim and Taurus. He's not going to tell us what's Mefurish in the Rambam. That we have to know ourselves. Teku, Tishbi Atarets, Kushis Vabayas. Only our Sveikas. If we have any questions, we have a steer in the Rambam that Leonov is going to help us out there. But everything else, if it's Mefurish halacha, that we have to know. Kachim and Taurus, we have to know it. We have to know it. We can't just, okay, we'll skip these. It's not Lamaisa. What else? Mashiach's going to come tomorrow, today. Right? What are we going to do? We have to know, that's Halakha Lamais. The Chavetz Chaim was very adamant. The Chavetz Chaim, Rav Kook, all of the great Kohanim from the beginning of the 20th century, you know, urged, obviously not to learn Kachem instead of the other Mesechtas, but in addition to the other Mesechtas. So take it, we have to make sure we are ready. Okay, couple of lines of not stories, but a little lighter. Rabbi Levi, maybe not lighter in the content sense, but lighter in the genre of Gemara. Kasha onshan shel midos yosem yarchan shel arayos. Rabbi Levi says, more difficult is the punishment of false measures. That's what we're talking about. Even more than arayos. How do you know? Shezen nemar b'en el. Because by arayos it says, they both say these abominations. But el spelled without the hay. By arayos. Shezen nemar b'en el. And Eile, which is a more harsh lashon, is used by Midos. Well, my mashma the high El Kashahu. How do you know El and Eile Bechlal? Those words are Kasha. Tchsiv et Eile Haaretz Lakach. Right, he says, because it says that he took the strong ones of the land. Period. Says the Gemara. Let's stop there for a minute. The Marsha says, what do you mean the hay? The extra hay makes it more chamor? No, the extra hay. The Gemara says in Mesechta Menachos. Why? Where's the Marsha? The Marsha quotes the Gemara in Menachos that says, let me just find the Marsha. The Marsha says, Remez Godel Koshi Ba'onash Amidos, but the service hay, because it needs tshuva. It says the Omazeh was never behay. Why does the Gemara say that the Omazeh was never behay? Because it's Domo La'achsadra, Shkola Rosa Latzeis Yetzei. Whoever wants to leave the world, meaning kinevataiva kavod, could just leave. You fall out. A hay has a hole in the bottom of it. Right? Or the side of it. It's the side of it. You want to leave? Leave. Go. You want to come back for tshuva? You have another hole in the bottom. You can always crawl back in and come up to do tshuva. That's why the hay, the olam hazeh was never behay. Ask the Gemara, can he come back the same way he came in? Why do you need two holes? He goes out from the side, he comes back in the bottom. Why can't he come back the same place where you came in? Well, my time, the Gemara there says, lo mistaya milsa. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. It's so hard. You can't go back the same way you came. You got to think of a new way to do tshuva in a certain area. You got to think of a new way because tshuva is very difficult. That's the hay. Hay symbolizes the difficulty of tshuva. So that's kasha onshan shel midos right here. Tshuva is worse than arayos. Tshuva is worse than arayos. Vaiter says the Gemara, Gabe Arayos Nami Hoksiv Eila, but there is an Eila by Arayos. Look by Arayos, there is another case where it says Eila. Hahulim Ute Midos Mikaris. No, that's to exclude to say that only Arayos gets Karis, but Midos, false weights and measures do not get Karis. So that's what that Eila is there for. So the Achronim say, if that's true then, so then why is Midos more, why is Midos more stringent? They goofa don't get kares. Why is it more stringent? So the Mada Hafla says, number one, because they don't have the chance to get a kapara. All onshin we know get our kapara, but they don't get a chance to get a kapara. Where do we know this from? We mentioned this in the past from the Marsha and the Smag. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin that by Molech, if somebody gives some of their children to the Molech, they're chayv kares. The Gemara Darshins, mi zaro velo kol zaro. If somebody gives all their kids to the Molech, they're pater. It's unusual. You give all your children your potter, you give some of your children your chayef. Says the Smag, explaining that halacha, because if you give all your children your past kapara, you're beyond. You're beyond. Forget it. Right? And that's why the Kesef Mishnah uses that to explain kasher zomim lo kasher asa. Right? If you're ready, if the Edom Zomim already put the guy to death, right? Xeris HaKasim? No. You're so bad. You caused the Beis Din to do such a terrible thing, and you caused the guy to be killed. You're beyond. And that's why the Meshech Chachma also says, right, third example, Meshech Chachma says, that's why somebody kills Rachman al-Islam and Eino Yehudi, they're not Chayiv Misa. Why? The Chil Hashem is so great, it's beyond. Misa won't even help you. So that's the, you have it by Kasher Zamam, you have it by Molech, and you have it by that Meshech Chachma. That's number three. But maybe you have it here too. The Hafla says, that's why Midos are even beyond Arayas. I, the Elamayut Fire, the Gemara says. What's the difference? Why is one midos worse? The hasam efshar b'tshuva, hakol efshar b'tshuva. By arayos, it's possible to do tshuva for arayos. By midos, you can't. Why? Because you don't know who you stole from. You stole from the world. You can't return it. You have nobody to return to. You go to the rabbin. So that's why it's worse even than arayos. Says Tosfos, 1 minute. We have a mishnah Meseches Chagiga that says, what if you have a mamzer? That's mu'uvas lo yuchal liskon. That's also efshar b'tshuva. You can't take it back. Tosfos, do you want some hasam? The dafka, the arayos that we're talking about is she'ein bahen mamzerus. Aval habal eishes ish. V'holed mimena ben oshar arayos sheish ben mamzerus. Zeh muvas lo yuchal lisko. That's also yefshar b'tshuva. Somebody has that. And then Reb Chaim says, Reb Chaim and Tosfos, Reb Chaim Omer, Afa gav shu muvas lo yuchal lisko. Afid mikol makom efshar b'tshuva. Still, even if you want to say, you write as muvas lo yuchal liskon, but there's still a way to do tshuva because you do what Hashem told you to do. You do tshuva, lo tziva, el asa lo tshuva. What more can you do? But by stealing, the Torah tells you what you have to do. What do you have to do by stealing? You have to return it. And here you can't. So, in a sense, says Reb Chaim, of course, mamzer, muvas lo yuchal liskon, but in a sense, at least by other averos, you could do everything that Hashem told you to do. Tshuva, if you're in the same situation, saying this, saying that. But by gezel, the Torah tells you what to do and you can't fulfill it, because you stole from so many people. And therefore, it's never going to be a tshuva ma'al yasa. It's never going to be a tshuva ma'al yasa. Fine. Ask the, come on, I can't leave today. 2 minutes. Right, ask the Rashbam. The Rashbam says, why don't we make a Kal V'Chomer? Why don't we make a Kal V'Chomer? If it's so bad, if Kares by Arayos, and Midas is so worse, Kol Shekein should have it there. See, of course, the principle of Ein Onshin Min Hadin. We cannot give a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer, which is a major lum de sugya. What the reason for that is, Rabbi Yosef Engel talks about, is that Exeris HaKasev, is that based on what we just said? Maybe one of the stories is what we just said, because it's even worse. Maybe Kares won't even help. Or number three, maybe there might be a pircha to the Kal V'Chomer. And that's why you can't do Einon Shemin Adin. A nafkamina might be, does it apply to Kares? Kodesh Baruch Hu knows whether there's a pircha or not. If it applies to Misa or Malkus, so then you have the nafkamina. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, does Einon Shemin Adin apply to Kares? That's a machlokas rishonim. So the Rashbam here, is it applying it to Kares? So therefore, that would be the issue. A little more. Says the Gemara, Amar Levi, Kasha Gezel Hezel Yosemi Gezel Kavoa. Stealing from a person is worse than stealing from the Beis HaMikdash. Shezeh Hiktim Chet L'Me'ilu, because if you look in the Psukim, here, by Gezel Hedyo, the Torah calls you a sinner, even before the word Me'ilah. Vezeh Hiktim Me'ilu L'Chet, and otherwise, the other one puts Me'ilah before a Chet. That is, makes it even worse. So, the uniqueness of Gezela is brought out in this Gemara, right? Gezela is even worse than Me'ilah, but there are many other sources as well to show the severity of the Isra of Gezela. Chomer Onshe de Gezela Tfei Min Kali Surei writes the Sh'iltos in Dalid. What? Dora Mabel. What was the final straw? The final straw was Gezel. The Meseches Smachos writes, Hagonev Min HaMeches Ki'ilu Shofech Damim. Shofech Damim. There's even a Shita. We don't pass in this way, but we mentioned it in the past. We know there's the big three. Gili Arayis, Shrichos Damim, Avodah Zarah. There's a Deya and the Shita Mukubetis and Ksubis that says there's the big four. Gezel. Gezel's the big four. Big four. And that's why you have an amazing Gemara in Baba Kama Daf Samech, where the Gemara has an Ibaya. Whether you're Mutter, Asr, Lahatzel, Asman, Bamam, and Chaveri, or Lo. Are you allowed to save your life with your friend's money? Right? Heinz Dilemma. Are you allowed to break into a pharmacy to steal medicine to save your life? So Tosfos there says, of course you are. What do you mean? It's a Sakharis Tafashis. You know what? The question is only, of course you're allowed to do it. You have to pay afterwards. That's the question. Masha'enkin, the Pashas of the Gemara, and Rashi there, and other Rishon, the Aruch Laner is a tshuva there. No, maybe it's the big four. Gezel might be up there. That's this Gemara, the severity of Gezel. The One other point that Rabbi Yosef Engel says right here in the Gilyon HaShas, and then I'll dismiss you, says the Rabbi Yosef Engel, only by Gezel and by Avodah Zarah do we say Machshava Mitztarif L'maisa. He quotes that right here, Gilyon HaShas. He quotes, V'ulai Nihi Lefize Kol Gezel Havi Pishnayim Gezel Hedi V'Gezel Gavoy. He explains it, but he says, Gezel is Meshune and Chomer Mikol Aveir Shebatorah. Tabrina Behu Machshava Ra in Akash Baruch Mesafel LaMaisa, but this is an exception. Again, Gezel might be Alderak Drush, the Chalushi Arim says. Many quote this Chalushi Arim. Gezel might mean every Aveira that we do is kind of like Gezel. We're stealing the talents that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us to use in a certain way, and we use it for other things. So in a way, all Averis are Gezel. But even the literal Gezel, that's what Reb Levi here says. Kasha, Gezel had Yosim and Gezel Gavoa. We'll have to stop here. Tomorrow we'll start off with the Tochacha. The Tochacha. Getting an Aliyah for the Tochacha. There's a minog out there, an old minog that some shuls have, very few shuls have, that they don't even give them the Ola Bracha for the Tochacha. Reb Moshe has a shuv about it. That's tomorrow's daf. We start off comparing the Tochacha of Buchukosai and the Tochacha of Kisavo. That's the beginning of tomorrow's daf. And then we continue and get into more issues of Midos, weights, and measures. Shkach, thank you.